Ed, we are into February. The Super Bowl was yesterday, and probably at least two-thirds of the country watched it. Two-thirds of the country did a lot of eating and beer drinking and everything else that's associated with the Super Bowl. It really is a boom for the ag industry.
For agriculture, it really is. When you look at the food consumed, that's why I wanted to do it Monday after, as people are trying to recover from what they consumed yesterday. But, you know, it's more than just food, and this is, affects our local industry here. Mm-hmm. The footballs themselves, they're in Ada. Cattle provide those because they're actually leather. And, of course, there's a lot of footballs since it's a commemorative thing. They're not playing the same ball the whole game. They're doing a lot of changes in there. And I should let people know that one hide from a cow or a steer will give us 20 footballs. Typically, in this game, there'll be 120 game balls used in the Super Bowl, which means six cows or steers provided those footballs out there. And so I don't know if it's like, you know, you're designated as the star cow to, you're the one that's going to do the Super Bowl this year or what. But
well, and the chickens didn't fare much better than those cows.
No, nor did their other animals in the farm lot. You know, over a billion chicken wings is what's always figured in is consumed every year at the Super Bowl. And then, of course, beer. Around 325 million gallons of beer is drank Super Bowl Sunday. That's equivalent to 6 million bushels of barley, malting barley out there. So we can ever get our malting barley industry going. You know, we can maybe can contribute to that. Now, I don't want to let the vegetarians feel left out. This is all meat on here. Avocados, you know, good old guacamole dip and all that. They estimate over 278 million avocados. If you put them all in from end zone to end zone, it would be over 50 feet high of avocados. That's a lot of avocados, man. 10 million pounds of ribs are usually sold during this time. Bacon, of course, isn't going to be left out. 12.5 million pounds of bacon. Got to have bacon with everything.
That's true.
I mean, just whether you eat it or not, you got to have it. Just the aroma of it. Potato chips. Over 11 million pounds of potato chips are figured are eaten during the Super Bowl weekend. And, of course, they get enough potatoes for all this to occur. We're talking basically 45 million pounds of spuds that it took to make all these chips and that. So the potato industry does very well. And then, of course, the beef people got to come back. We used to hide. Well, we got to eat the meat, too. So 14 billion hamburgers are estimated since 2015 at the Super Bowl game.
And you didn't get that out of those six cows.
No, there's a little more than six cows in that. So, Vaughn, it really is a good day for the ag industry, and I hope people enjoyed it. And I just wanted to remind people, agriculture is involved with the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Ed, for Ag Talk. Vaughn Wickerham with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.